The scene was still, despite all the violence. A breeze blew up from the valley. A raven soared over the treetops. A hot piece of metal ticked as it cooled in the freshly fallen snow. Jake Keller opened his eyes. Debris was scattered across the mountainside. Wisps of smoke rose into the air. Jake wiped the blood from his face and lifted himself to one knee. Everything hurt. The air smelled of charred plastic, burnt jet fuel, and death. Jake rose to his feet and staggered through the wreckage, past twisted metal and torn leather, around bundles of scorched wires, through a graveyard of personal possessions. Off to his left, a piece of the landing gear stuck out of the snow, a smoldering rubber tire attached to a sheared-off metal strut. To his right, at the base of a thick pine tree, was the lifeless body of the man who'd been sitting by the right wing. He'd been launched headfirst from the fuselage when it had broken in two. Jake stumbled to what had been the nose of the aircraft. The pilots had done a commendable job guiding the plane down into a relatively flat section of the Alps, but they'd been given an impossible task. The crash had driven the engine and what was left of the bent and broken propeller back through the cockpit and into the passenger compartment. Both pilots had suffered massive trauma, as had the English couple sitting behind them. Jake was the only survivor. He looked to the east, across the three valleys. The light was fading quickly, but the warm glow of the setting sun reflected off a distant object floating above the horizon. The faint whir of a helicopter echoed through the mountains, growing louder as it flew toward the crash site. Jake glanced downhill. There was something in the snow, something man-made. Though there were many man-made objects scattered amid the wreckage, Jake knew this one was significant, though he knew not why. He looked at the helicopter, looked at the object, and realized he could not reach it before the helo arrived. He headed uphill instead, by instinct driven into the woods, and used a downed evergreen bough to brush away his footprints. The hasty deception wouldn't survive careful scrutiny, but time was just another item on the list of things Jake Keller needed but did not have. He crawled into a pit at the base of a towering pine tree and hid. The helicopter arrived. It was a black twin-engine Airbus, large and powerful and very much at home in the French Alps. It orbited the wreckage 100 feet off the ground, with its lights off and its side doors locked open, generating its own blizzard, as the downwash from its rotor simultaneously blew snow down from the trees and up from the ground. The helicopter slowed to a hover over the crash site, and a thick rope fell from its open door. Two men slid down swiftly amid the cloud of blowing snow. They wore cold-weather hiking boots and insulated parkas, and each carried a small backpack with snowshoes, climbing ropes, and an ice axe strapped to the outside. Serious mountain gear.